the 1, 2, 3
Sore Loser!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what.
Y'all, it is Sizz. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live currently on the west side of Nashville. We got heavy rain over the weekend. No flooding. Luckily, we were on the bluff. I was also out of town. Anyways, on the weekends, I primarily shotgun hard seltzer strictly on the weekends. Guys, over to you, and let me go ahead and hit it.
Really?
That wasn't what I was going to start with.
Even Fuck though the game. Alabama.
What the?
What in the.
wrong with you?
Like, what in the hell is wrong with? I mean, good.
How would you say that?
Let me tell you, I have never seen. I have never seen a more pathetic effort than what Alabama showed last night. Like, okay,
no, you're wrong on that.
I'm wrong.
They were down 11. That was some heart in the second half, Coach. I had them winning it all.
That's true. They did go to overtime.
I'm proud of that team, boy.
Heart.
I mean, guys, they did shoot a buzzer beater from half court, Coach, to tie the game and go to overtime. That's hard.
No. They should have never been in that position. There's this thing called free throws where no one is guarding you. They're called free because they are basically free points they are giving you.
Let me see you hit 10 in the tournament. Let me see you. That's why you came on here and said that all those percentages don't mean anything because they get puckered. You go up there, it's the big dance. You get puckered. It's not the same scenario, Coach, as shooting free throws in the backyard. Come on.
And UCLA had no problem. No problem.
They had nothing to lose, Coach.
They had something to lose. They had to lose.
They're a first four team, Coach. No, they're not even supposed to be there.
Stop. Everybody has something to lose because they are playing in the game, so they have a chance to lose. This is I mean, you want to talk about seeing, oh, we shoot the ball from three. Their coach's philosophy, threes, free throws, and get to the rim. Well, you might want to work on your philosophy because you need to take some scholarships away because they were 11 of 26 from the free throw line. How the hell are you a Division I basketball team and you shoot 11 of 26 from the free throw line?
So their philosophy is three pointers, free throws, and attack the rim.
That's it.
Interesting.
And they weren't making the
threes.
What's
the fourth philosophy,
when they
Coach?
Attacked, that's when they scored. No. They were vicious to the rim.
And I'm sorry, I've watched Alabama, and I guess I didn't realize they sucked so bad at three. I understood they took a lot of threes.
No, they don't suck.
They do.
So even the halftime guys, Charles and all them, go, oh, they live and die by the three. They do, but man, they're going to die a lot of deaths because they're not good at threes.
No, they're not. Because in the game, they showed it. They said, look, on the year, Alabama is shooting 35% from three, which ranks, guess where, in the NCAA? 97th.
And they
I
go,
mean, what the hell?
The coach, he's got a throwback coat, apparently wears this old-time thing as a tribute to Alabama, and they go, he's a stats guy. He likes the stats.
He used to be a math teacher.
But he's a math guy. But
hey, math teacher. Hey, you need those free points at the free throw line? Hey. You don't need to be a math genius to know that when you get free throws, you got to make the damn thing.
And they go, he's so good at math, sometimes he'll just throw that out the window and say, I like the three. Well, listen, if you're not making them, go with the math and don't shoot any more of them.
No, you don't even need to shoot. Just learn how to shoot free throws. How? I mean,
I didn't know Lunchbox was a huge Alabama fan.
No, I had him in a bet.
Oh,
I had him in my eliminator.
I started gambling.
Nope. I had him in my eliminator.
I can't cash out.
Listen.
Bet MGM.
We were down. We started with 72 people. We were down to seven. Seven.
The elite seven.
And all I had to do, I needed Bama to win
and
that game.
You had Gonzaga save for Tuesday.
I
we
had
get
Gonzaga
it.
Save
Coach,
for Tuesday.
You're not going to get to Tuesday, Coach. That's what happened to survivors. You don't save, Coach.
Yes, you do. No, because I was going to be the only one with Gonzaga and everyone else.
Survive, Coach. It's the name of the game.
Coach, you know how great you'd have been feeling with Gonzaga? They won by 100. Hey, I think we saw our national champion. Whoa. Gonzaga's a team. That's
great.
The first
Uh-oh.
Time.
Just jinxed him?
You just jinxed him.
Oh, but, no.
I mean, I'm serious.
That was it. Gonzaga had the road to victory, but
I've always said this. Whenever I am cheering for a team, it's like they cannot hit free throws and the other team doesn't miss. I mean, UCLA guys, 62% on the year. Nothing but net. Nothing but net. Alabama guy, 80% on the year. Brick. Brick.
But, I mean, UCLA did as well. They had the front end of the 1-1. The dude missed it. I mean, there were free throws get missed late in the game. If you're a kid right now in your backyard,
practice
you don't
free
know
throws.
What to do. You're on TikTok. Maybe you got a girl over. You're playing with your brother. Guys, just go practice some free throws because it's going to come up clutch in March Madness.
Yes. AJ, my friend, who was a baller when we were kids, he would shoot 100 free throws before he went inside when he was done playing basketball. He would practice his other shots. Then he would do 100 free throws. Why? Because they're important. They win
and
lose games.
And where is he now,
coach?
Who does he play for?
Nobody.
Oh.
Nobody. He wasn't tall enough.
Eddie does 100 free throws on 2K21.
I do. I'm a 100% free throw shooter in 2K21.
That's dumb.
No, the free throws are pretty easy on 2K21.
Not really.
Well, I just played all weekend with my nephew. That thing rattles a little bit.
Yeah, who did you play with?
We do all-star. I'm Giannis.
Exactly. Hey, he's got all-stars.
But Giannis isn't really a good
But here, I will agree with Lunch. I was frustrated. Dude, me and Bay didn't care about our bracket was busted, except for one thing. If Bama won it all, we pretty much could win every pool. But yeah, ours went all to the wayside as well. It was fun. At least they went to overtime.
Yeah,
Coach,
was,
they didn't look good
fun.
At all. It was a miracle they got to overtime.
Oh, guys, when they went to overtime, I thought, okay, like, Alabama starts getting ahead, and I'm like, yeah, here we go.
Well, this star, is, UCLA then, star player was out.
And then UCLA takes the big lead, and coming out of half, Alabama comes storming back. I'm like, all right, now Alabama's going to roll.
Dude, Alabama
just roll tied.
Yeah.
Out of the halftime, roll tied. That team was fierce, bro. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a team go after a basket like it's a hunk of.
Oh my god!
Like it's a beautiful hunk. Woman. Alabama went after that basket like it was a 10 at the bar, coach. And I was impressed by that. But yeah, get away from the 3-pointer. Maybe they'll learn that when they do some math.
Or maybe they'll get some better shooters. Like, maybe if you're going to have that philosophy and run that offense, maybe you should get people that know how to shoot
you watch
the
them
damn
all
ball.
Year, they knock threes down.
But the
all
funny
year.
No, they shot 35% on the year. I didn't realize they were 35%. Eddie. I would watch a couple games. I'm like, dang, they score a lot of points. They shoot the three good. Oh, no, they really don't.
Eddie, they're not good at threes. But also, what I wanted to say about that, it was funny how the announcers would say, Alabama, we know they love to shoot the three. And I'm like, okay, let's see some guys shoot. Okay, let's see this. Their guys shoot some straight-up bricks, dude.
Hard bricks.
When you miss a shot, there's a guy, there's the, I don't want to skip ahead, but there's the Oral Roberts guy who missed that three-pointer. What a beautiful shot. They almost beat Bama. That was a beautiful.
I thought that was in. Oh, my God.
Coach, Baser had Oral. It was a beautiful shot, okay?
She and had then, Oral or Moorhead?
Oral.
Oh.
And then you got the Alabama guys. When they miss a shot, at least you know it's a miss because you hear it. It goes like this. Okay, that's an Alabama three-pointer, dude. Comes down like a brick, dude. I guess that's where they came up with the term brick. When Alabama shoots the ball, it literally sounds like a brick hitting the rim.
Yeah, I think that's where it comes from.
The announcer even said, oh, that guy was going to his left, so usually he's going to miss it on the left side of the basket. He goes, it was so bad, it went on the right side of the basket. I'm like, good God, man. They were 25% from three and 44% from the free throw line.
Not UCLA, a good showing.
UCLA, 80% from the free throw line.
But I know you're really upset, but aren't you at least happy they made a run in the second? Because at halftime, they looked terrible. That was a beautiful run they made to make it at least fun and get your juices flowing, right?
I mean, that was the most exciting game of yesterday.
You kidding me? Or not of yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Of the weekend. You got to go. Weekend. Oral was epic.
But yes, I was excited because I'm emotional roller coaster. I'm like, damn, I should have picked Gonzaga. I was second guessing myself, but I drew out all the charts and I knew that if Bama wins yesterday, I'm the -350 favorite to win the $1,000 in the eliminator.
Really?
Yes. Because I had Baylor, I had Gonzaga. I hadn't used the number one seed yet. Everybody else was going to be like half the people were going to have to go Oregon State today. That was all they had left.
Oh, that's trouble.
So they were just living on a prayer.
Yeah.
And so I had myself set up for a final run.
It's a song.
And I couldn't
get
it.
Final run.
God, I was
living on a prayer.
But when he hit that three, I can't believe UCLA didn't foul. Because
then they said, the announcer goes, well, the UCLA coach is a mathematician and he always fouls and gives him the two shots. Well, why didn't
he? The calculators were busted, coach.
Coach, when he didn't foul him, I was like, oh my gosh, he went against his method. And then the dude drains the
he drained it.
Did we really think that was going to go in from half court? No chance.
But I mean,
when it left his hand, I went, oh,
coach, he got a great look.
It always leaves their hand.
No, it looked straight on. It looked great.
Straight on. It was a side shot. What are you talking about?
It wasn't a side shot.
Maybe the replay, coach, the freaking shot that they played on TV was not, it wasn't straight on. You couldn't see the ball in the basket in the same shot.
See, it was right from his back.
What? Ray, did you see that?
I watched the game, but I don't know the camera angles or the cinema verite.
When it left his hands, did you say, oh, that's going to go in?
Well, I was going to talk about that. Bay was watching it on her app, her betting app, and she told me 15 seconds before that it went to overtime. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
So you didn't watch
it. So when the dudes, I watched it, but I already knew he was going to make it. Because Bay goes, it's overtime.
Let's put it this way.
They're just inbounding.
That's nothing but net. I screamed so loud and jumped up.
Great. Your kids are going to be PTSD.
My kid, Baby Box, started crying. He got so scared. He jumped in my wife's lap because I screamed so freaking loud. And I mean, I was so into the game.
That kid's got a tough
head. I had basketball shorts on, my gym socks, and jogging.
He had his Alabama jersey on.
Coach, he was wearing a jog.
9 minutes left in the game. Alabama struggling
jersey,
so
I was wearing
bad.
Tua.
They
my
were
bad.
Struggling so bad. I had Baby Box standing next to me, and we were bending our knees for the free throws.
Excuse me?
Like, we were like, all right, bend your knees, because you got to shoot
chance he was bending his knees.
He absolutely was.
I need video of this.
Absolutely was. And whenever UCLA would get it, I'd be going, miss it, and he'd go, miss it. And then he'd be like, whenever UCLA
break,
would get the ball,
you teach him negativity.
No. Sometimes UCLA get the ball and be like, we take a break right now. And he goes, all right, take a break. And he'd sit down.
Because he's going to be going to basketball games yelling, miss it now. They're going to get his ass kicked.
Well, that's what you want. You yell, miss it at your opponent. Absolutely.
But you didn't tell him as an opponent, coach.
I did.
He's
I said, miss it. No, I said, we're cheering for the team in white. When they get the ball, we got to bend our knees. We got to make it.
And at least we had the fans on our side for Bama. I mean, I don't know if there was COVID protocol in there. There was a lot of people there.
Coach, so
Bama.
Now he's going to go to parties and tell people to bend their knees, coach?
No, just when they're shooting free throws. Okay. Like, when we were shooting free throws, he was helping bend the knees, and that was the fun part of it. It was kind of fun to do that with him, and it was exciting, and he would clap when I would clap, and so would the little one, you know, both my kids. So that was exciting.
Wait,
but when
your
wife,
what was she doing, rolling her eyes
she
all the time?
She was like, that's funny.
She loved it.
She did. She
Is she
it was
into the games?
Not really. Like, she'll watch them, and she knows I love March Madness, so she'll watch them. But she thought it was pretty cool when the kids were getting into it and clapping, and the kids would want to high five when I would clap. They would high five me.
Look at them; they look just like their daddy.
But damn,
I gotta give props to myself. For
I mean, great job, man. And then
What were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say I filled out my bracket with Baser, so we're into the game, guys. I've never seen her more into sports all weekend. She was the oral game, pins and needles. She loved it. And then last night we were watching the Bama game together. I talk about genius.
But
on
are
my
you guys
part.
Still in?
No, we're out.
Okay, so now is she still in it?
Probably
like,
not.
But is she like excited to watch still?
No, we were all in on Bama. If Bama kept winning, we would win every one of our bracket pools.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody else had Bama.
Like, we're all busted. We're all done here at our household. So no one even wants to watch. Like, really, I don't really want to watch. My son does a little bit.
Okay, coach, we know you have side action. Don't act like you quit when your bracket quits.
My side action is gone. I'm down to $30, guys. That's my side action. I'm done with March Madness. Like, toast. Like, I lost my Calcata. I lost my...
Wait, you didn't get anything from Calcata?
I haven't hit a damn square.
The square...
It's not going to hit.
No, and then that's another thing about squares. So, Alabama, you suck, okay? In overtime, you get blown out. You don't even... You hit that three, and you think UCLA should be emotionally defeated. But you guys come out in overtime and just suck butt. That's what you did. You sucked butt in overtime. Didn't do anything. And then with like 30 seconds to go, you're down by six and you're shooting two-pointers. You're down by nine. You're shooting two-pointers.
You know you're supposed to get a 9-9.
Right. You're supposed to shoot a three so we can get 9-9. But no, we're going to take it in for a layup to pad my damn stats. At least if you're going to get your ass kicked, shoot the three-pointer.
Hey,
good
I'm all
God.
About the teams now that hustle more. UCLA was out. I mean, that one dude, I wish I learned some names during the game, but the guy with the headband, the dude for UCLA, that guy was aggressive.
Timmy.
But then there was also the little shorter guy who's the point guard. He was quick, too.
The guy with all the hair?
Dude, since when did we see UCLA as that quick of a team? And now
Coach, we never saw UCLA.
That's what it is. They're on the
West
Coast.
UCLA wasn't supposed to be in. this dumb tournament. That's why they're playing so hard,
right,
guys.
Now, to me, the team that is the five people that are all working in unison.
Oh no.
Gonzaga. They're the team.
I mean,
the hustling team has got to be UCLA. That team is bad.
I think Houston hustles.
See, I shouldn't have said anything. I haven't seen them play yet.
You didn't watch the game?
I'll watch them tonight.
Coach, you got to watch the games.
I mean, it's amazing. No, the Ray Jinx nailed again.
Guys, they Syracuse. Were killing Q's. Why would I watch the game? They
Bama.
Were killing them.
Out. Mm-hmm. There goes two of his final four from the Sweet 16. That's how hard it is still to pick the final four.
Hold on. What did he say?
He said,
why would I watch?
Why would I watch, yeah.
If it was a blowout? Coach, so you can know what you're talking about.
No, you're right, Ray. When it gets up to about a 25-point lead, you can turn it off.
Guys,
no need to turn
guys,
it on.
You telling me Chuck, Charles, and Kenny and all those dudes, they're not watching? They have to watch. Why? Because they need to know what they're talking about.
Listen, to my wife, though, unless I have money on it, there's no reason I'm watching a 25-point blowout. And so she said, can we watch King of Queens? And I said, yeah, you're right. It's a blowout. Why would I watch this? So, I mean, I have no reason
all
to
right.
watch it.
I'm not watching anymore then.
If it's a blowout, if it gets up to a 25-point lead, there
he didn't
is
watch any of it, Coach.
I didn't watch it.
He says he hasn't watched Houston this year.
That's.
I'm not talking about when the game is 40-20.
But right. I'm actually happier with myself. I finally got to see Gonzaga play. So I mean, there was a good handful of teams I'd never even seen one possession.
Oh boy.
I mean,
Coach, have you seen Baylor play?
Half. I mean,
half.
But I mean, tonight I'll be all invested and actually watch this. I like to see the. Oh,
I don't even know if I'm
a math
anymore.
Guy. You're not watching.
Why?
Baylor,
Arkansas. That's gonna be a great game.
That is gonna be awesome.
Why, Coach?
I mean, I have a vested interest to see if my boss's team wins, Coach.
Coach, you can look at the score before you come into work, Coach.
That's gonna be an exciting game.
That's
gonna
be awesome.
Another frustrating thing last night is. Quinterly, the backup point guard for Alabama,
yeah.
He comes in the game in the second half. And they're like, oh, he's in. He has a chance to, you know, really speed up the game. He can change the pace. He comes in first three damn possessions. Turnover, turnover, turnover. Get the guy out of the damn game. Get him out of there.
Well, they were in foul trouble. They had
But supposedly he's their spark plug point guard that's so fast, but he can't handle all the ball. And he goes in and he does that little scoop layup and he gets it rejected five times in a damn row. Oh, it was rough, God. Dude. I'm still very upset about losing that $1,000.
We can tell, Coach.
Oh, is that what it was? I actually didn't even know the money amount.
Oh, it was a little over like $1,200 for first.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I'd be mad, Coach. I'd be real mad.
And maybe I made but I did all the charts, and I think that was still the smart play was Alabama wins. I am sitting so pretty, so pretty.
You're saying you did all the math?
No, I did the charts. Like I was like, okay, this guy's used all these guys have used this team. So tomorrow, if they move on, they're all going to have to use Oregon State.
Mm.
They're just living on a prayer there. And then it's going to be head-to-head, me, a guy, Arkansas and Baylor. I mean, it's just so devastating.
Like, yeah, you can do all that stuff right, but at the end of the day, they didn't win, so you didn't do it right.
No, I know. I had a flawless bracket.
That's it.
I played a flawless eliminator up until that point.
I did the chart, and I still lost. So, Coach, you didn't do it right.
I pulled up my wife's Excel spreadsheet.
So, yeah, Alabama, I mean, embarrassing. I hope they take their scholarships away and practice free throws because it is – how can you be – Ray, could you hit 11 to 25?
From three?
No, free throw line.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We all could. How hard is that?
Well, it's also under pressure, Coach.
No, Coach, there's no pressure. This guy thinks they're just in the gym with no one there.
That's why you need Michigan State in these playoffs. They never miss free throws. Izzo's got them done right.
Jeez.
So you'd think as good as a coach as that Bama guy is, that's allowed, that's tolerated. I mean, a Michigan State team would never go like that from the free throw line. It's all about coaching. A lot of the time.
Did you watch Michigan State this year?
They were terrible.
Yes, they were terrible.
They made their free throws, though, damn it.
But as a Kansas fan, I've seen this story over and over again where Kansas can't hit free throws. It's amazing. It's just amazing. You can't, like the Spurs.
Coach, you think those guys just suck at free throws?
Yes.
Like, really? You think they just can't hit free throws?
Yes. If they're 68% on the year, they suck at free throws. Yes, absolutely. Yes. If you are a Division I athlete, they don't practice the free throws. That's the problem. And that's why they're 68%, 70%.
Okay, you think they go through a practice and don't practice their free throws?
Really, Coach? You think that the whole practice, the two-hour practice that they have, not one drill is about free throws?
When you are practicing on your own, I'm saying, what are you practicing? You're practicing your three-pointer. You're practicing your drive to the lane. They need to sit there and shoot 200 free throws and practice over and over
200,
again.
200, Coach. They wouldn't have energy to practice.
They have a lot more energy than you think. It doesn't take that much energy to shoot 200 free throws.
Well, that's a lot.
You know how long 200 free throws would take you?
It's a lot.
Not that long.
Yes, it would.
It's about 45 minutes, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At least.
Dang. 45 minutes?
An hour.
Coach, there's only 24 hours in the day.
They practice 2 or 3 hours a day, guys. Come on. Or they should be, the way they're shooting free throws. Like NBA players, you got to practice the free throws. That's just all there is to it. Ugh.
Practice.
35% from three. Why didn't they tell me that before the tournament?
Well, in the overtime, you turned it off, right? Because, I mean, it was
one-sided.
No, I didn't
turn it off.
You turned it off in overtime?
No, hell no.
Coach,
what the hell would you turn it off in overtime?
Hey, when it hit overtime, you turned it off, right?
But it went.
Like, when he hit that three, you were just like, oh, good night.
Nah, I'm done.
No chance.
The house woke up.
No, they were already awake.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the kids were, I mean, they were really tired because it was already 9 p.m. by the time we put them in bed. We usually put them in bed at 8. So they were fussy and upset and angry. And dad was in a bad mood. And my, oh, God, it was so frustrating. And my dad even called and he goes, what's up with you and not liking free throws? Rubbing it in. Rub salt in the wound because he knew I had Alabama.
Oh.
Well, and he also knows about your jinx, how when you need teams to win, they don't make their free throws.
Exactly.
Interesting. I will make them, though.
Now, but Oral. Oral, we almost had, I mean.
Tell me about it.
Did you think that shot was in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
He missed it by, what? It's not about the shot. It's about the play call. Great coach. The wheel route.
Oh.
Guy was wide open for a beautiful three-pointer. You couldn't have drawn it up any better than that. He just missed the shot.
I mean, it was amazing. They had two guys guarding him, and they couldn't stop him. Like, they had two guys concentrating on that Amos guy, and they couldn't even get in front of him.
But what a job by, I mean, the entire, you talk about Arkansas being the favorite, the better team, they had more skilled players, and they had to fight the entire game. I mean, it wasn't easy for, as a fan or a player, the entire game for Arkansas until the very last shot, and you're like, oh, we finally won the game.
Oh, your butthole was puckered the entire
Which
night.
It tells me, I mean, against Baylor, like you can, I don't know if you can play that kind of a game. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, Arkansas has been hanging on by a thread.
I just feel like Arkansas had to fight so hard. I mean, they might just get blown out of the gym by Baylor.
Arkansas's had to fight so hard every game.
Every game they've been hanging on by a thread.
It showed. They'd been in deficits of 15 points every game in the
tournament. Every game.
Like, that's not a recipe for winning. Eventually, one of those deficits is just going to stick.
Unless they're the Kansas City Chiefs of last year where they every playoff game they were down double digits, came back and won the Super Bowl.
Damn right, bub.
Come on, bub.
Oh, he's Bub's in the
hall. Bub. You're damn right, Bub.
Thank you for the shout-out, Bub.
Eddie, how are you feeling?
I mean, I'm telling you.
He's down to $30,
I'm done.
Dude.
I'm spent. I've lost all my money. This has been the worst March Madness of my life as far as gambling goes.
Well, it's about to be April. You got more money coming in.
How much?
That's true, Coach, but I was up to $300.
And it dropped to $30?
Yes, yeah. In 1 week.
How much did you lose in the Calcutta?
$180.
Well, I will
That's not true. I made money. I made about $80, so I only lost about $100.
Here's how dumb the Calcutta is. I want Eddie to please tell us, whoever wins it, how much they won.
I'll tell you right now.
Well, you haven't updated.
I'll tell you who's still in it, though, and how much they've won so far. So like right now, I think the best deal that anyone got was UCLA, right? So
or USC, probably.
No, USC was already a good team going in. UCLA was a first. We did it the night that they won.
Oh.
So there was nothing promising about UCLA. So I think they went for $17.
Okay, so they made some money on that.
So $17, and they're going to the Elite Eight. Like, you're making a lot of cash.
So those are the teams you want to invest in yes. Calcutta. It's not the Gonzagas that you buy.
Well, you do buy Gonzaga. I mean, Gonzaga went for, like, over $300. So you buy Gonzaga for over $300. But, Coach, if they win the whole thing, you win $935.
But the people that paid $300 for Gonzaga, I guarantee you paid hundreds for other teams. So
correct.
At the end
right.
of the
correct. They like, bought about five teams.
So you
correct.
Risk $1,000 to win $300? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard
well,
of.
Well, that's
in my
why
life.
That's why you don't go as hard as some of those people did.
So USC, I'm reading it, went for $50. I don't know how you like what round does like each round get more money?
Yes. So if the team what I'll just tell you how it goes. If the team wins one game, the first round, they win 0.5% of the pot. So
oh,
0.5 of the pot, which is usually around like $15.
Okay.
Okay. If you win two games, you win 1.5% of the pot, which is $50. Three wins, $150.
Okay, so USC's given a $100 profit so far.
Yeah. So USC was the best deal that's going on right now. Oral Roberts would have been freaking awesome. But everyone else that's in it was probably close to $100 or more to be in it.
Damn. So who's still left? Baylor went for $200. Arkansas went for $125. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Houston went for $80. That's not bad.
Not a bad deal. You're making good money on that. Person that had Arkansas got Houston. Hey,
same person that whoever paid $125 for Arkansas has been watching their team down 15 every round for $125.
Houston only $80 and USC went for $50. But
I'll tell you how that works.
And then who had
Can I explain to you how that works?
Okay.
So what happens is when the bid starts early in the round, like Houston was early. Yeah, Houston was early. People are scared to bid high because there's a lot of money left and there's a lot of teams left. And you don't know. So people are like settled with, Houston. All right, 35. Then USC gets drawn towards the end. Everyone's like, oh, crap, I don't have any good teams. I'll take Houston. No, I'll take USC. I'll take USC. Then it goes up to 80.
Got it. Oregon State went for $25. So that person made money.
That's a hell of a deal.
They've made probably, I guess, $125, but. Damn, that's crazy.
So you do, yeah, Coach, to answer your question, you do want to pick the teams that aren't expected to go very far.
But did you know that now going into it? I guarantee you didn't because I know you didn't have the Calcutta figured out when you invested $180.
I did.
But did you go for underdogs or did you pick?
I did. I went for, Coach, my first one was Drake. My second one was Syracuse, which I made money on. Oklahoma State. And Rutgers. Those are all my teams.
Well, let me say this then. You're actually at a great advantage. I believe in Calcutta's because it's an upset city this year. The poor man is going to win the most money in the Calcutta opposed to the rich man. Correct. Whereas if there's a, yeah. So
but that's how Calcutta works.
But for you right now, that benefits you.
Coach, I'm out. All my teams are out.
I know. You just picked the wrong ones.
Yes. So how's the advantage for me?
Just like lunch. I had it all planned out. I was going to win the Survivor.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. And as much as we say it's upset central.
It is.
It's not.
Well. It's not.
It was.
It could be.
The ones didn't get upset, but all the other teams did get upset.
Right. I mean, if you look at it.
Illinois got upset.
Yeah. You have the 1-3 in the Baylor, Arkansas. Then you have Houston, who's the 2. Okay, yes. Oregon State, the 12. That's a big one. Then you have Gonzaga playing. What seed was UCLA? Hold on.
11.
11. And then Michigan playing what seed number? 11. Okay. So, yeah, USC 6. So there's a little bit, but you still see that usually it evens out. The Cinderella doesn't last, except unless you're UC damn LA and you play Bama, who sucks.
Hey, props to LA for having two teams in the tournament.
First time ever UCLA and USC have been in the Elite Eight together.
Pretty cool.
And I'm going to just say this. The Pac-12, you're the best damn basketball conference there is.
Too bad we didn't see you play this year because you play at midnight.
I mean, maybe watch one of the games on SportsCenter.
Coach, who stays up that late?
Yeah, why can't we just tell me before the tournament that the Pac-12 is so damn good? I mean, and they're all in the tournament. They're all ranked 6, 11, 12, 8. They didn't get a very good high seeding.
I think because I think all the people that do the rankings.
They go to bed early.
They live in the East Coast.
Yeah, they go on the East Coast bias, baby. It sure is. And they go to bed early, so hey. Yeah.
Hey, Big East, they're real good. Creighton put up quite the fight against Gonzaga.
Gonzaga's so good.
Creighton wouldn't, I mean.
Gonzaga is so good. That's why.
Yeah.
Like,
do you agree with me? Gonzaga, they work together.
Shoot. Do I agree with you that they look amazing?
No, they're going to win it all.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, look at Alabama last night. Were they pretty to watch, or was a lot of herky jerky? Oh, okay, we got two. Holy
no, they
crap.
Weren't pretty to watch
okay.
at all. I Gonzaga? Mean, unless you like building houses with bricks.
When you watch Gonzaga, you're
Ray, what did it sound like when Alabama would shoot?
Okay. Every single That's time.
And
dude.
Now, what about when Gonzaga shoots?
Oh, nothing but that
Their
net.
Passes are crisp. They just float. You can always. I mean, I as a basketball player, I never really was able to float.
Oh, you were a basketball player, Coach?
Yes, Coach, all the time.
But college.
No, Coach. I shut it down in high school. But anyways, I never had that ability to float. But there are guys for Gonzaga. They don't even look like they're playing that hard, but you just have that glide, just like LaMelo. He's one of the best guys that just floats
but
through the
hurt.
Court.
LaMelo
yeah,
ball?
True. Yeah. But the whole team of Gonzaga, their flow and everything, I love it. I love how they play the game of basketball.
So is that your champ, Coach?
I got to see Baylor. I really haven't seen them.
You haven't
them.
Seen Baylor play?
Yeah. So that
I mean,
be...
you would say Gonzaga's your champ, right?
No, I would say Baylor's my champ. I think there's way more pressure on them. They are the better team.
They have the most pressure.
But they have the most pressure out of everyone right now because they haven't lost one single game. I mean, that's tough. That's tough. I mean, they've made it this far without losing a game. That's amazing. But again, they haven't played big competition. I mean, yeah, they're playing decent teams, but I mean, again, they are so good. If they get on there with Baylor, if it's Baylor Gonzaga, I think Baylor wins it.
I think that's really how it's going to be. And I say it's Gonzaga because they can shoot better.
I'm excited to see Gonzaga against USC because that damn link, those,
but,
everybody,
but still has, size difference.
USC is all 12 feet tall guys that have arms that reach the freaking top of the arena.
Have you seen Michigan?
Have you seen USC?
Have you seen basketball players in general, guys?
No. USC.
They're tall as crap.
No. USC is exceptionally tall. Every guy
have
on their
team. Have you seen the giraffe in Arkansas?
He doesn't play because he's terrible.
Well, I know, but he is giraffe.
They tried to play him at one time.
They got him off the court real quick.
I do love that about Musselman. You see a 7'6 dude. I don't know how tall he is. I'm just making that number up. But you see a giraffe dude, you're just like, I have to play him. There's no way I can let a 7-foot dude sit on my bench in the middle of this tournament. And he does it. He's just like, sit your ass down. We don't need you. You suck.
He's like, you can't move. You're so slow. Like, I mean.
As a coach, I would be like, look, I have to. I just can't. I can't let that dude just sit there. So what do you think?
I think it's Gonzaga, but I'm excited to see them play USC because that zone of USC and the length of those damn brothers and then the white guy. I mean,
the white guy.
What's his name?
Timmy.
No. What is his name?
Boeheim.
No.
Buddy Boeheim.
Guys, stop it. You can't put the pressure of winning on a one dude.
Rest in peace, sir.
I mean, he wasn't open for 1 second the whole game.
Buddy Boeheim was the best since Carmelo Anthony.
Buddy Boeheim just had no chance to help that team out.
Oh, hang up and listen.
I mean, USC, 6'10", 6'9", 7 foot,
coach,
6 foot, 6'10", 6'11". That is ridiculous.
But that doesn't equate to wins, coach.
6'8".
Make a three-pointer.
Coach, Spud Webb could dribble under him and lay it up.
Ooh. Coach, Spud Webb could beat Shaq, and I'll hang up and listen.
That's right. That's right. An ant can eat an elephant, coach.
Hey, but agree with me. It was a good weekend of basketball. It was fun, dude.
Until last night.
You got to
It was awesome.
I don't know, coach.
It was really exciting.
Kind of over it.
It was great.
Okay, coach. Like, I get you're licking your wounds, but good God. It
because
was
let's be real.
Fun, wasn't it?
Let's be real. I probably should have been out of the eliminator because I had Arkansas against Oral
let's
Roberts.
Let's be real, coach. All your charting wasn't very good, coach.
No, my charting
guys,
was excellent.
Guys, I never believe it. I charted the whole thing, but then I lost. Okay, so screw the chart, coach. Screw the chart.
I mean, I felt like when I was doing the chart, I felt like Bryson DeChambeau.
That's usually how it goes, coach.
I felt like Bryson DeChambeau.
Did you carry the one?
Well, depending on what chart it was. You carry this arrow over here, this arrow. And I was like, man, this is what Bryson feels like when he's lining up a putt. And then it's just.
So is there any chance for anyone else in this championship in your eyes?
No.
Anyone else?
I mean, obviously,
since you've seen USC.
No, Michigan's bad. I mean, they maybe will be USC.
Michigan's not bad.
But they're not winning.
They're not as good as those two.
I am shocked at how well Michigan has done because I loved Michigan. And then with the last five games of the season, I think they lost three of them. And I was like, well, what the hell happened to them? And then Livers gets hurt, foot injury. And I'm like, well, he's one of their main cogs. They're going to suck. And here they go. They're just rolling right along.
Yeah, but I think the three-pointer is going to kill. Gonzaga could blow them off the court. Really, the three-pointer is a huge difference. Gonzaga can do it. Michigan can't. UCLA really can't do it at all either. So, I mean, that's why I go with Gonzaga. I got to see
what
Baylor
about Arkansas?
Tonight. Arkansas is a threat, but I feel like they just get cleaned out by Baylor tonight. They have to. You can't be down 15, 10 games in a row and then just – they have to be worn out. They have to be absolutely – like, Oral Roberts worked them for however many minutes a basketball game is. I just don't. I mean, Baylor's so confident. Arkansas's like, oh my gosh, I've never. Coach, imagine being at the casino for 3 hours. You've been losing your ass.
Yeah, and then that was my weekend, coach. Go ahead.
You're Arkansas. And then at the last second, you won, though, but that's different.
So did you start live betting and you were.
Yeah. No, what really got me was
coach,
the live
did you
betting.
Bet the dogs?
Coach, what really got me, I think Alabama got me. That was the last straw for sure.
So you were live betting that?
I mean, coach, when they were down, I mean, I'm just pushing dollars, 50. I mean, at one point I was like,
"What in the game did you see that told you to push 50?"
There was nothing.
I saw the plus six. I saw the Arkansas. You know, like the plus in there. I saw the Arkansas plus four. I mean, Alabama plus four. I'm like, it's got to be closer than four.
So you were just wanting them to miss that three,
Coach. When they went to overtime, I'm like, that's exciting to see and everything.
Oh, that was
but
the worst
I could have won
ever.
My money right there.
That was the three-pointer was the worst thing ever for you.
It was, Coach. But I mean,
so we had the opposite reactions when he hit the three.
No, I got excited because, again, we were with a family. We were all watching it. So everyone got excited. And then I was like, oh, crap, my bet. but it's not over at that point. I'm just like, okay.
When you hit a three like that, when they hit a three like that, you expect in overtime that they're going to roll because you think the other team is going to be demoralized.
Correct. Because I even told my boys, like, I think with a minute left, UCLA had their arms around each other, like, jumping up and down, down, down. I'm like, watch them, boys. Watch them. They're celebrating a little too early. Watch these guys. Sure enough, homeboy hits the three. We're going to overtime. And I said, what did I tell you? UCLA was celebrating just a little early, weren't they?
And the kids shoved it in your face. They're like, Dad, they won by 12, though.
And then they're like.
Then the sun rose again, and you saw UCLA.
I
mean, I get you with the plus four and plus five. That was attractive. But what we've learned in gambling, nothing has to happen. You were said Alabama. That has to happen. Nothing has to happen.
Coach, I was feeling it. That's why I was putting the money
down. But when you did plus four and plus five, was that a little bit after halftime? Because at the half, you probably got plus eight.
No, it was never that good. Okay. The line was never that good because Alabama was a favorite by seven, I think.
Yeah, they were the second biggest favorite on the card yesterday. That's why another reason I thought, that's a good pick on my eliminator.
Florida State wiped me out. Come on, guys. You got it.
They got demolished.
I mean, it just never got – they never got closer and closer. They got further away. And it was just like – it was brutal, dude. The whole day was bad for me.
But did you live bet? I'm curious.
It was all live bets, Coach.
You live bet Florida State? They looked horrible the whole game.
Coach.
My wife is in another league with all my family from the other
side.
Now, Ray,
I'm with you. I don't know what leads you when you're watching the game.
I'm so sorry, Coach. If you live bet these games, the Michigan game was obvious. Michigan was going to win the game. There was never a doubt.
I never needed them to win the game, Coach. I just needed them to lose by 10. That's it.
I mean,
at one point, I got him at plus 12. Okay, I'm like, sure they'll cover plus 12. Give me 100 on plus 12. This is a freaking NCAA tournament.
Coach, they just didn't look good, though.
That's my thing.
Guys.
If you're live betting, what Eddie is live betting, though, is who he thinks he's going to win the game at the beginning of the game. And so they get down, and he's like, well, if I already thought they were going to win the game at the beginning, they're obviously going to come back. I don't think he's paying – because –
Coach is live betting, he's betting against himself earlier. He's like, guy didn't know what he was talking about.
I
will bet against that guy that I was.
No,
I'm going with
thought,
it.
Going into the game, he thought Florida State was going to win, okay? So he watches the game.
So he's stuck with that.
Yeah,
said,
so he's
now
stuck
I get
12
with
that.
Points.
He was like, wow, they're going to win the game, but you're giving me 12 points? Okay. If you're watching that game, Florida State didn't belong on the same court as Michigan. Like, it was just over. It was an absolute domination slaughterhouse. They could have called it at halftime.
I figured they'd hit a couple threes and get it close, and that's it. You know, and then Daddy wins.
I mean, you started seeing, with 8 minutes to go in the first half, Florida State's shoulders started sagging. They started getting frowns on their face. Like, dang, these guys are really good. Then coming out of halftime, oh, boy, didn't get any better, and you kept betting?
I will say this for Eddie, though. With your live bets, the Arkansas – or not the Arkansas, the last game last night, Alabama, it was close, right? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you got the –
That wasn't the last game, though.
There was a later game?
Yeah.
Oh, you picked USC.
Oregon-USC.
Well, I will say this. With live betting
– Did you bet UCLA?
No, I won on that one. Oh, I got some money back on that
I was like, Jesus, dude.
Guys, for the most part, if you live bet, it's going to be close, correct? If you bet a game before it starts, there's the chance you could lose by 20 points.
Explain. I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like when you live bet, at least you're going to have a close bet.
Explain it. I don't understand.
Unless you're Eddie and you bet on the team that's getting their ass kicked.
Well, that's usually what I do. That's usually what I do. Mean, I never bet.
With basketball, it's one of the
person that's winning. I never live bet that. I always live bet the loser.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. With live betting, you're getting a very good feel of the game. If teams are shooting the ball, I mean, you really are. So, and I feel like the beauty of live betting, which these gambling sites haven't realized, is you're going to be in the – I don't know why anybody nowadays bets a game before it. Let the ball tee up at least. We're in a stadium with 100 people. I mean, who knows what could happen?
I mean
– the beauty of live betting, take advantage of it because it's way better than betting it before.
Did you live bet the Syracuse-Houston game?
But I did, yeah, of course.
And did you bet Syracuse?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course. See, I did.
Like, I watched that game, and Syracuse had no shot. They had no shot. You realize there was, like, 2 minutes left in the game, and Syracuse had only made 12 field goals the entire game?
Well, they had, like, 30 points.
They couldn't score to save their life.
But that's what I'm saying, but you live betted them. Because you put a live bet on Syracuse when you're watching that game, and they can't even get open.
It's true. They could not get open. I mean, usually what you see in a lot of these games is like, even like in Villanova-Baylor, for example. Like, Villanova looked good going in the half.
And then just...
So that's a live bet where you're like, obviously they're not going to win this stupid game. So you put it all on Baylor. And they come back and they beat them, you know? Like, that's the...
Wait, that was a smart bet.
That's my strategy most of the time. Yes. Because usually you have a team that's way better than a team that's getting that's kicking their ass. So you live bet them. In this case... I thought Florida State was going to be a lot better. I thought they would come back. I thought they would make it a closer game. I didn't think they would come back and win the game. I'm not live betting money lines. I'm getting the deal with all the plus. I'm getting points. Every single time they get scored on, daddy gets more points. And I put more money on it. And I lost.
And you notice how they kept scoring. So they never stopped them on defense, but you kept betting on them. Like, you understand you had to get stops to be able to come back.
Yeah, but I bet more on them because to me, it's like more of a deal. It's more of a deal. Like, you're giving me 3 more points now. Let's go.
Hey, the betting site's giving Eddie a bargain.
They're giving, hey sweetie, buy one, get one free.
Sweetie,
get over
we
here.
We gotta buy these at the grocery store right now. It's a 2 for BOGO one.
How do you think I got to my 300, coaches?
Oh,
the bargain.
God.
Bargain betting.
Hey, that's the recreational idiot right there.
No, coach.
What about you? How much did you lose? Recreational idiot. You're losing too.
I lost $20 on that.
And what, your squares?
I'm losing on that too.
See, that's why squares the dumbest
thing. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you something. And the squares are just pissing me off because...
It's just dumb. We need to stop doing it.
No, that's so great.
No.
It's so great because here's the thing.
It doesn't matter till the last minute, right?
Yes.
Or is it halftime
Well? It's the last resort of the game. Like, when everything else, you've lost a bet, you've lost all that. At least
when
I have
Alabama's
my square.
Alabama's sucking butt in overtime.
At least I have a square.
You at least got the square, but then they pull up and shoot a two-pointer when they don't even shoot two-pointers the whole damn game. What's their coach's philosophy? Threes, free throws, get to the hoop, and they pull up for a a 10-foot jump shot. Like, that goes against your coach's philosophy, and you could have a square, but no, we're going to shoot a two, even though we're down 12.
But I always love a coach that's all about his philosophy. Then in the most important part of the game, he doesn't foul, and he lets them shoot a three-pointer. Like, I thought that was your philosophy. Guys, when you have a philosophy, for the love of God, stick to it.
And then the squares, like, you're down 13 with 3 seconds to go. No need to foul. No need to foul. And you foul. And they make both free throws, and you lose the damn square because someone...
Oh, you had the square up until that?
Well, yeah. There's been numerous games where I have the square, and there's less than 3 seconds left, and they foul.
It's a crap.
And it's like, guys, you're down 14 points. You're not going to win the game. Just let the clock run out.
But for the most part, haven't these games been low? I mean...
It doesn't matter about low scoring. I don't care about over-unders. I'm talking about squares.
Ray's an over-under guy.
Well, no, he's just over.
Oh, are you kidding?
He's only over.
Oh, you're right. He's only over. He's an over guy.
With these games, you don't touch over-unders.
Eddie had a bad weekend. I had a bad weekend. Jimmy Garoppolo had a bad weekend.
What happened to him?
Dude, San Francisco said, look, we're going to keep you. They basically told him, you're on your way out of here, bud. Boop, boop. They traded up to the number 3 spot because they're going to draft a quarterback.
Oh, wow.
They traded with Miami and said, hey, guys, we want to come up and get one of those quarterbacks that's available.
Who would they be looking at?
That's the
Justin
thing.
Justin Fields?
We don't know because, you know, Trevor Lawrence is going number 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jets, who are they going to take number 2? Is it going to be Zach Wilson? Is it going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be Justin Fields? Is it going to be
really get another quarterback?
Mac that's Jones? So you don't know.
They
but
know what it's like to draft a good quarterback.
But San Francisco said, man, we like – numerous quarterback is what they're saying to the public is there are, we don't care who the Jets draft. We are going to be happy with whoever we get at number 3 because we love the quarterbacks coming out. So that tells Jimmy Garoppolo, hey, you're there. You're in the Alex Smith role that Kansas City had. Alex Smith, you're going to groom.
Oh, watch your leg.
Groomer.
Garoppolo.
You're going to groom somebody. And then next year, you're going to be on your way out. But they still came out and said,
use the term groom.
Jimmy Garoppolo's our guy. He ain't your guy.
It has so bad, many bad connotations now, coach.
What do you mean by groom, coach?
He's going to show him the ropes, teach him how to be
cut
a professional.
Cut his hair and stuff.
I'm a dog. Will you groom me?
Hey, that's from the, what is that, coach? The big.
You're going to squeeze my tit too, Fokker?
What?
You're going to milk me, Fokker?
Is that it's Meet the Parents?
No.
But Lunch is bit. Lunch should have bit on the show. Show.
There we go.
All right.
Oh, I didn't know. I was like, what? So I don't know who San Francisco is going to get, but here's an interesting tweet from Mike Tannenbaum. An interesting fact related to yesterday's trades. Over the last 10 years, the QBs that were traded up for in the top three picks include RG3, Jared Goff.
That's all that turned out.
Carson Wentz, Mitchell Trubisky, and Sam Darnold. So every quarterback that has been traded up to get in the top three has been kind of crap.
Jared Goff?
He already got traded. The Rams already said, we're done with you.
Yeah, but he's not crap.
He's not crap. He did go to a Super Bowl, but they decided, hey, we're moving on from you. We traded up to get you, and we're already done with you. We want Matthew Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 49ers fans. Oh, that's good. It's good. Wow. I can't wait.
Have you talked to Kid about this?
I haven't talked to Kid, but my brother called me.
Finer.
And he's excited.
Your brother?
He's like, I feel like, you know, he doesn't want.
Your brother should stop with the Niners already. I know he was a fan because of Joe Montana.
I was too.
Hey, coach.
He lives in Austin.
Trust me, look. When we were, me and your Battered Bucks were the same age, and we grew up in the ranks together, and we both loved Joe Montana. We loved that 49er team with Jerry Rice and John Taylor and Tom Rathman and Ronnie Lott. And
yep.
Coach, we knew that was our team. We loved it. But guess what?
They're gone.
They don't play anymore. He should move on to a better team. The freaking Dallas Cowboys, baby. Let's go.
Why is he not a Cowboys fan?
It's so stupid. Coach, look, we were all kids and we love the Niners. I get it.
Now,
They were dominant.
That's what I was wondering. I don't know how my Did my brother like the Niners before No Teeth Keith, or did he like them because they were winning when we were kids?
Winning because you were kids. Everyone loved the Niners. I was the biggest 49er fan in the world. And then when Montana went to the Chiefs, I was like, I don't like Steve Young. I don't like that storyline. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. And then Montana retired. And then, you know what? I'm like, I got to go to my roots. Got to be a Cowboys fan. It's time Battered Box stops with the Niners.
I see your point because everybody was a huge Chicago Bulls fan because of Michael Jordan.
Correct.
I mean, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, they were dominant. So everybody loved him. Everybody wanted to be like Mike. And then once Mike left the NBA, I realized, man, the San Antonio Spurs are right here, and it's kind of cool with David Robinson.
Exactly.
And then they got Tim Duncan. And then I went to work for the organization. And I was like, man, I'm a Spurs fan.
Go Spurs, go.
Hey. And then, did you see LaMarcus Aldridge?
I saw
that. Hey, super team over in
Brooklyn. What do you think of this?
I mean, good for them.
Brooklyn going to roll.
Good for them.
Hey, I don't know. La La Land, LeBron, it is time to, you got a super team somewhere else because the Brooklyn Nets just did it better than you. They just played your own game and beat you at it.
They'll just play in the championship, coach.
Oh, they will. And dude, the Nets are unbelievable.
I mean, it'll be Nets Lakers every year. If the Lakers can keep it up. I don't know if the Lakers can get healthy.
Lakers might not even make the playoffs.
Right.
Well, they're going to make the playoffs. Oh. Let's calm down on that.
Well,
I was trying to be a shot jock.
Yes. I'm like, I guess it's cool because it's within the rules.
It's the dumbest thing. They have the most stacked team.
It feels so
cheap.
And
look at the Pistons. Name a Piston.
Jeremiah Grant.
Ben Wallace.
No, okay. Chauncey Billups. Is that what you're going to say next?
Nice.
Dennis
Rodman.
There we go.
Okay. But, like LaMarcus Aldridge, all the reports were he's going to the Heat. And then he comes out, I'm going to go to the Nets.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, the Heat
guys,
are going.
Relax.
Heat are probably going.
And who's
the
their coach again? Nash?
Yeah.
It's so stupid. I don't know, coach. I mean, again, I don't think LaMarcus Aldridge is as good as he once was.
But still, he's still damn good.
I understand. He's damn good. But again, to put them, he's got a big name. I don't think he's a superstar.
No, but he can average 12, 13 points.
Is he going to be a bench player?
Yeah, he ain't starting.
I would say yes.
I would think he's a bench player, which makes the team really stacked.
Durant, him and Blake Griffin coming off the bench.
Durant, Kyrie.
Blake Griffin's there too?
Yes! That's what I'm saying!
What the?
Dude, Harden, Durant, Kyrie, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Joe Harris.
I mean, they're the all-name team.
Is Embiid going there, too? What's happening?
It's the all-name team. Like, they have all the names.
Yeah, but again, doesn't equal to, like,
does it feel cheap? If LaMarcus Aldridge wins a ring this year, is it like, oh, that's kind of cheap? Like, really?
Not cheap. I mean, that's how it works.
He's still got the ring, and in 20 years, he's going to be like, I'm an NBA champion. But I'm just like, man, it seems so weak
but
to me.
But for the Spurs, too, who cares? Like, they're winning games. They're playing well. I think, what did the Spurs get out of it?
Nothing.
Oh, crap. He just left?
We bought him out. We didn't have to pay the full amount of his contract. We got a discount. Which I don't understand.
Discount for next year, I guess, is what they're looking
at. What I don't understand is the buyout. Like, okay, you don't want him on your team, so you get a little bit of a discount. So you're just gonna let him walk for free? Like, you're gonna give him $9 million to walk away? Man, just tell him to go home and, like,
you can't. That's the contract.
No, you can tell him to go home and you can just pay him. But instead, you're going to save $1 million and
is
let
it
him.
$1 million?
I think
it's got to be more than that.
And
if they're buying out, they're saving more than $1 million.
They get to go to whatever team they want. It's just so weird. It feels cheap. It feels gross. And the Nets, I don't know how anybody in the East is going to beat them. I don't know. Ugh.
They're not getting beat. I'm telling you, these are super teams. This is how it is.
I think Ray just
jinxed
them.
There we go. Who are we betting on?
Ray just said they're not getting beat.
Oh, they're absolutely the favorites in Vegas.
I know
absolutely.
Bovada isn't geared up for this because it just happened. But
no, they're geared up. They already have. They're probably.
Hey, this morning they're meeting. Have we done the East Coast division of the NBA?
Have you heard what's happening with the basketball Nets?
I hear that the Aldridge is with the Nets now.
You win 100. You put down 100, two times your money, you win 200.
But they're the only one, they're the odds on favorite, right?
Yeah, Lakers.
You
are
double
next.
Your money, coach?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
What's the Lakers?
Lakers are 4-1, so 4 times your money. Jeez. And Nets are 2 times your money.
That's a big favorite.
I love the Nets as 2 times your money.
Do it.
And I think James Harden is right when he says he is the MVP.
Yeah, we've already said
that was an episode.
No. Three
James
episodes.
Harden.
This weekend.
I think you titled the episode James Harden.
I'm pretty sure they asked James Harden what he thinks about him being in the MVP race, and he said, I am the MVP, and I have to agree with
him. I mean, I think you have to say that.
Yeah. And before we go.
I am the MVP.
Let me pray.
Email. Coaches.
Bow your heads.
Coaches, thanks for talking about Top Shot. I made the cut on the last drop, and I got a pack, and I sold a moment. For $675.
Hey! All right, Lunch, how much have you made from Top Shot?
Man, picture proof. Should have this been worth that much? And he got a moment. What was his moment? Emmanuel Quickly.
Who?
And he got a jump shot for $675.
Hey, and how much money have you made?
Man, I've made nothing. I haven't been able to get, I have not been able to make the cut for a pack.
How much have you spent on Top Shot?
$45. Yeah. I've tried to. I had to have some moments for the drops.
But do you get it?
No, I don't understand.
You don't understand.
Like, do you understand why someone paid $675 for this?
No. Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because they're going to turn it over. They're going to try to turn it over. That's their goal.
No. I don't think you buy it for $675 to turn it over.
Sure. At some point.
Like, maybe buy it for $50 to turn it over.
At some point, they're going to think that they can turn it over for $700.
I mean, I am just. So this dude, Eric, congratulations. I can't believe you got, I mean, that's just, oh, that's disgusting. Then I get a bunch of emails. Hold on. Let's see. From Omar, about 15 minutes from the game starting and I've not received my bracket. I hope you get this attached as a screenshot of my payment. Guys.
Here we go, coach. What'd you do with the money?
No.
I lost it. I bought a moment. Don't worry, Omar.
Here's from Gabe.
We will make triple our money
We
back.
Put it in a CD and
Here's
lost
from Gabe.
Money.
I sent Lunchbox a $25 Venmo payment to be the sore loser's bracket, but never responded with a link or password to get in. Sent a message on Venmo to get Lunchbox, but he always acts like he's too busy for anything.
That's true. He does.
Can I get my money back since March Madness has already started, or did Lunchbox rip me off my $25?
I'll rip you off. I'm slammed. Sorry.
I'll hang up and listen.
I go with B on that one.
Signed, Gabe.
Point, bub.
Here's the thing.
Point, Omar.
I want to address everybody that says they did not get an email. You 100% got a damn email. You just thought it was spam and you deleted it. It came from Yahoo.
But you can't just accuse them of deleting emails.
Or not seeing it. Because I spent hours making sure every single person that paid me got it. And I'm sorry you didn't get it or you don't know how to look in your...
Did you give him his money back?
I don't know his Venmo. He just says this, but I don't know his Venmo.
So what have you done with the money? And how are you going to calculate who hasn't who didn't get a bracket and who paid you. And
that's the problem.
Listen, oh, wife, I'm going to read a name. You cross it off. Omar, Ray, Eddie,
Gabe.
C. Losa South Park.
So Alonzo Gomez.
All right, have you crossed all those out? I think I didn't get one of them. All right, I'll start again. We're going to do this for an hour.
Look, if you didn't check all your folders.
I don't think I got an email either. I'd like a refund.
Some of it went to, sometimes it went to spam. I don't know. It was from Yahoo, Tourney Pick'em. It wasn't from me. It wasn't my personal thing emailing you. It was Yahoo. So if you didn't know how to check your email, that's your fault. But I can't.
Did you tell him to look for an email that was titled
No,
Yahoo?
It's amazing. Here's what's amazing. Is that 261 people were able to understand to look in their email and see from
261?
Yahoo. 261? I think.
So how many people are asking for refunds?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Wow.
That means the pot dropped dramatically.
No, it didn't.
Oh.
There's still the same amount of people in there.
Oh, okay.
I just have to look. I don't know the exact number because I don't want to quote it before I tell you. And then in a week, you'd be like, because that's how you guys sound. Exactly like that.
How?
Just like that. All right, let's see. Damn, how you doing in Sore? There's 246 members in Sore Losers.
Is Batter's Box helping you with any of this, or are you just doing this all?
No, it's
yourself?
All me, man.
Instrumental. Oh,
man. What place are you in? Oh, God, Kelsey me? From the Big Show's in first place.
Me?
Let's see.
What am I doing in the Sore Losers? 168th, Coach. Out of how many? 261?
Yeah.
Damn, right, I'm beating right down you. Right down the middle. I'm telling you, Coach, if Florida State would have won, I mean.
I'm in 148.
Your boy would have been right in the front.
Dang, and Kelsey, she's got a good bracket going. Look, she's got Gonzaga versus Baylor, and she has Houston in the Final Four.
Wow. Good job, Kelsey.
She's in the driver's seat.
Big Show.
She's in the driver's seat right now. Dang. Damn. Adam, let's see what Adam's got here.
She's got Oregon State, too, winning it.
Adam's got Gonzaga, but he had Oklahoma State. That's going to be a big – he needs – Oh, man. What about Christopher?
Okay, Coach. We're not doing this all day.
Oh, Christopher has Arkansas winning it all. He's still alive.
All right. So, we're done?
Yeah, we're done. Have all a great right. Monday. We'll see you Wednesday.
Yep. Good job, everyone. Everybody
oh,
doing?
Wait, Ray. You going to do the shout-out for Chris?
Yeah, Sore Losers Chris. What is Vegas. Up, my man? What was the shout-out?
You replied to him on Twitter.
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah,
you said
his daughters did well at a cheerleading competition.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do the shout-out. Yep. So that's why I was.
So get,
I liked it. That counts as a shout-out.
What are the details, Coach?
Yeah, can you?
What are their names? The Las Vegas All-Star Cheer?
I'll look it up.
I don't know. I hear they went to Houston this weekend. They came home with all three teams taking home the championship. I mean, that's
all
pretty
right.
That's pretty
can
legit.
I get a shout-out? The Las Vegas All-Star Cheerleaders, they went to Houston this weekend, came out with all three
okay,
teams taking
that,
home the championship. My girls killed it. Congratulations, Sore Loser Chris, your daughters, and the entire Sore Losers Chris family.
There you go. There you go. All right.
Hold on. Let me read one over here, too, from the Sore Losers. I never got my bracket lunchbox.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go. There we go. All
right. Live tweet. I want my money back.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Another
and then I like when they say they want their money back, but then they don't say their Venmo. So, like, I'm just supposed to.
Giving another shout out from Anonymous Jimmy. Let me click into this. He said, hey, I didn't get my f***ing money. I'm coming for your f***ing asses.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you, Jimmy.
Coach, take cover.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Here's another one. Cultures, love the show. Listener from the beginning. Hey, I paid $25 through Venmo for the bracket challenge, but never got an email from Yahoo. I monitored everything and never got anything. Can I get a refund? I'll hang up and listen. Doyling. Peter Gilbertson, I sent it to you twice.
So now the winner of the bracket only gets $50.
Jesus.
Everyone else got refunds.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody. We're done?
Yes.
All right. Where do you get your shirts, your Coach shirts, and your Sore
Losers? ShopSoreLosers.com. Remember, wherever you listen to us, rate us 5 stars. That way more people will see us, and it'll say, hey, maybe you like this podcast. If you like this podcast, we'll get more listeners.
All right.
We can get over 2,000. Let's go.
All right.
Go.
Enjoy the games tonight. Goodbye.
Janitor just told me he didn't get his bracket or money.
Okay. Oh, here we go. See, now everybody didn't get their damn bracket.
What, Scuba?
I'm going to end up losing money.
You didn't get the bracket?
I'm going to end up losing money because people are going to just say they didn't get it, and they're already in. Oh, this sucks. We're never doing this again. This is why we don't do this. We shouldn't do this.